For WSKG News, I'm Solveig Wastvedt. Adjunct faculty at Wells College in Aurora, New York, took a big step toward unionizing last week. Organizers filed for an election with the National Labor Relations Board. At an election, adjuncts would vote yes or no to a union. This is the latest in a year full of adjunct union drives. These faculty work under short-term contracts and nationally make notoriously low salaries. The push to unionize them has hit all kinds of campuses this year. Wells College is a tiny private school with just over 500 students. Earlier this year, the much larger, also private Ithaca College saw a successful adjunct union drive. And at two community colleges, adjuncts fought to separate their unions from full-time faculty. Tompkins Cortland instructor Robert Earle said last summer the combined unit the college wanted would create too many conflicts of interest.
We wanted to make sure we had a voice for adjuncts at the college, and being accreted into the Full-Timers Association wasn't a move that we thought would ensure that.
Tompkins Cortland is waiting for a state ruling on the separate unions. Cayuga Community College adjuncts won the same fight in June. Adjuncts at SUNY four-year schools are already unionized, but this month Oneonta organizers successfully pushed for a raise in starting pay. The SUNY Professors Union has not been able to negotiate a minimum starting adjunct salary, although they're headed into a new round of negotiations this spring. Solveig Wastvedt, WSKG News.